Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Adelos.
Nap is over, John.
And we're going to go right into our next segment, which is very, very important at this point because we have all the concerts, all the stuff that's coming up in the North Hempstead Parks. We have Kevin Hawkins with us, and Kevin is the recreation supervisor for the town of North Hempstead.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. And then we have Mary Mahaffey, who is the assistant to the commissioner, the Parks Commissioner.
Thank you, John.
And Mary, I know, was on here last year at the same time, give or take.
Right.
Because this is the stuff that comes out of the parks for the summer is just tremendous. So yeah. Thank you both
thank
for coming.
You. Thank you.
And just, we can start by telling us some of the good things that are going on.
Okay. Well, we begin our summer concert series on Friday, July 7th, 7:30 p.m. at Martin Reed Park in Westbury. Lots of people are not familiar with Martin Reed Park. And I always tell them, the easy way to go is just go on Old Country Road and make that left onto Broadway. It'll take you to the park. It's on the corner of Urban and Broadway. And this year we open with a really great show. Wayne Holmes in a tribute to the genius Ray Charles. It's really a memorable concert. Wayne Holmes recreates the legend right down to the dark glasses, the grin, and the music. And it's wonderful. He portrays Ray Charles. You think it's Ray Charles. He does the rock, the blues, the gospel sounds. And you'll hear, I Got a Woman, Unchain My Heart, Georgia on My Mind, and all those famous songs.
No Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, he'll do Sweet Caroline.
He will.
He will.
He brought that up because went to the garden last night and I saw Neil Diamond.
Oh.
And naturally they did do Sweet Caroline.
Well, if you request it, we'll ask.
Yeah.
And
Christina and I have been known to do Sweet Caroline.
Oh, how great.
Actually,
Christina,
the second segment of your part, they're going to sing.
Neither one of us can sing.
Well,
we did it anyhow.
Well, Wayne Holmes can sing, though.
I know.
Yeah. Just before you go on, where is this park again? Because I'm trying to figure
out. Martin Reed Park. Okay, you go on Old Country Road, headed east.
Yeah, but where on Old Country Road?
Well, you know where the Harvest Diner is?
Yes, okay.
It's right there. Go past the Harvest Diner about a third of a mile, and you'll hit Broadway.
Fine.
You make a left
okay.
and stay there, and Urban Avenue connects with Broadway, and it's right
okay.
there.
Okay, now I know
Broadway. Great.
Can I ask you kind of a general question just
sure.
related to concerts? And is there a schedule, or is there, yeah.
Good question.
Good
All
question.
You do is call 311,
right.
and if they haven't got any more, they'll connect you to me, and I'll be happy to send you programs.
Oh, okay. So there's a schedule that tells them no matter what park,
correct.
You'll know where all the concerts
and all
are.
The residents should have received it in the mail around the end of May. They were mailed to all residents of North Hempstead, the summer schedule.
Yeah, yes. You know what happens, though, sometimes?
Yeah,
it you gets get it at the end of May, and then you shove it somewhere.
Right, and then by July. Here we are in
right,
July. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we do advertise in all the local papers.
Right.
So all the concerts are listed in the local. In fact, I just saw yesterday in our local paper, the Williston Times, all the concerts were listed. So all the local North Hempstead papers also. But dial 311.
Mary's right. Call 311 because I'm just looking here. There's probably 20 concerts
oh, yeah.
in different places
well, that's what
at
I'm
different
saying.
Times.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's nice to get them now. Look it over.
Correct.
And I've tried to do is, of course, it never works. And I'll check the ones I want to get to. So at least they're on the calendar
yes.
versus the day before, say, oh, there's a good concert tomorrow.
Correct.
And you see what you can do.
Yeah.
They're also listed in the Parks Program Guide, which is available on our website. So if you go to northhempstead.com and you go to Parks Guide, you can download the program there. And it has it on the back pages. There's a whole list of all the concerts.
Park Guide. Okay.
Yeah, it's Parks Guide.
Parks Guide.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, there's a Mary Jane Davies.
Yes,
park.
We mm-hmm. have a good program there.
I used
there.
To live over that way, and I would go to the concerts, but what I would do is walk around the block
right.
for like 40 minutes and listen to the concert
good
at the
idea.
Same time.
Oh, get some
why
exercise.
Not?
Yeah, it was good. It
yeah.
was a combination deal, you know.
Right, right, right.
I did walking, and I heard
good
music.
For you.
You know,
yeah.
they had a lot of great concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a good concert schedule there again this summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a rough one, though, right? Because that's really right on the street.
Plandome Road.
Yeah, Plandome Road, right across from Town Hall.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah, and they just bring a chair, bring a snack, and enjoy.
Okay. But there is a whole thing there. If you feel like walking, you can walk and hear the music at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually a little playground in the bottom
of
that.
Yes, there is.
I remember that because I took my grandson
there once.
Right behind the gazebo.
Well, see, now there's another angle. You can play in the playground, John.
Exactly. Right.
While Otto's up singing Sweet Caroline.
Very good. And you can bring your dog there.
Yes. Oh, really?
It's a dog park.
Yes. We actually do have a couple places where you can walk your dogs now, which we haven't had in the past. You have North Hempstead Beach Park, where you can bring your dog. Also, Tully Park, where you can bring your dog. And we have Mary Jane Davies, where you can bring your dog. Keep them on a leash there.
Oh, okay.
But you can take them there on a leash. We are looking at developing a park where you can have your dog off a leash, having a dog run. We do have partial funding for it right now, and we're just right now looking at locations.
Now, doing something like that, then that park really wouldn't be open to the public then, right? I mean, the non-dog public, if that's the word.
Not
because,
that
I mean,
area.
Why would I want to be
It'd
walking
be
around?
Fenced in.
It would be a fenced in dog.
Oh, okay.
A dedicated dog run.
Okay.
So you could go there, bring your dog, they go in.
And you leave the dog in this area.
Right.
Fine, okay.
I don't know who's responsible, but I now live in Newhart Park. I don't live over by Mary Jane Davies, and I walk in Tully a lot. And I'm going to give somebody a star because there's no remains of dogs around anywhere.
It's kept clean and it's never been an issue.
Yeah, we provide
bags. Plastic bag rack.
We provide the plastic bags for people when they come in. When they come in, you see the rack on the side, and some people do bring their own. And it is a requirement if you are walking your dog, not only in a town park, but anywhere, that you do pick up after your dog. And people have been diligent with it in the parks. And I think that's because they don't want to lose that privilege of being able to bring them to the parks. And
I
don't think they want to lose
the dogs haven't been a problem. The geese occasionally.
Yeah, well, that's another story.
But they're not on a leash, so there's not much you can do.
We don't own the geese.
But the dogs do help to mitigate the number of geese.
Yes, that's a good
surprisingly.
Point.
Surprisingly. Yeah, they do.
I work in Jericho, okay, right off Broadway. And one day this week, I don't know, it was Tuesday, Wednesday, I turned to go into the parking lot of my building. There's seven geese walking. I don't know where they came from. Walking across, you have to just stop. I went, just fine.
Yeah.
It was like, I never saw them before out there. This is right by H-Mart. I mean, it's a busy, you know, there's no park around there or anything.
You told them to do their business somewhere else?
yeah.
Geese right away.
Let's get back to some of these concerts that
are
coming up.
Okay, well, at the beach, at North Hempstead Beach Park, we have a really good program. July 9th, Sunday, we start with Alive and Kickin'. Now, this group's been around for 45 years. They had a big hit with Tighter and Tighter, but now they're even more popular. They're unrivaled song list, and you're just going to love them. Then we follow up with Ring of Fire, a tribute to Johnny Cash. And he will sing all the popular songs of Johnny Cash. He looks and sounds like the man in black himself. It's a fun show. And then we move to 45 RPM, which is a really good local band that does music from when the vinyl records were popular. And they play songs of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So that's fun. Following that is the Capris. Now, everyone from Newhigh Park throughout North Hempstead are familiar with the Capris. They've been around a long time. They're hit There's a Moon Out Tonight, and they're just great. And they're performing all over the country now. They are so popular again. There's a resurgence of oldies music, and it's incredible. And then we end the season with the Gold Coast Orchestra, which is just like a hot energy band, and they play everything. I always call them a wedding band because
they
play everything, you know. And they're fun, and you can dance to it. And
where is the setup at the beach?
The beach, it's right along the walkway. They put the big showmobile there, and it faces the water. And people bring their chairs, and they either sit on the side or they're right in the sand.
Uh-huh.
Looking up at the, it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so there are no bugs at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And it's really pretty. You spend your afternoon there. You can go swimming while you listen. You can dance. And we get so many dancers.
So this one, these are concerts. I understand that. But they're a little bit more casual because obviously
very casual.
Whoever's playing, they're playing volleyball. Everything else is still going on.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And then You know, there are parking fees at the beach. And Kevin, you can explain, if you would, about the parking fees.
Right. Well, we do have annual permits that you can buy for the summer, or you can get a daily. As far as the daily is, usually a resident car is $15, but with a credit card, it's $12.
Which park is that?
This is for North Hempstead Beach Park or also Manahaven Park. So those are the two. The parking pass applies to both. Now, if you get the yearly, for a resident, it's $50. But if you're a senior or volunteer firefighter or ambulance or a veteran, you pay only $25 for the year. So it's half price.
Which is what I do.
You get for $25 versus spending $12 each time. I mean, you go there twice, you've covered this.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's a huge savings.
That's a gift.
It is.
Now, if you are a disabled veteran, it's free. So you bring the proper documents, you go to the office, and they will give you a parking pass free for the summer.
Okay. And where do you go for this? Actually, where do you go for the
you
pass?
You can go to either North Hempstead Beach Park or Manor Haven.
Okay, so you can buy the pass at the booth there when you walk or drive in?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. Perfect.
It's very convenient.
This may not be the right time, and just tell me if it's not, but North Hempstead Beach Park, there's a big plans for the future.
Yes, the visioning.
Yeah, can you give a brief update on where that's at?
I really don't have that information with me, but there is a
visioning.
I know
they were looking for input from...
They still are. Yeah. You can always input any input through 311. Will come directly to us.
I did. I actually sent a whole...
Oh, good. Good.
I'm a longtime user of that park.
Yes.
And rent the Jankowski Pavilion for a family reunion every year. And walk the trail there, which you can park for free, right?
Right, the trail you can park for free. We have a great nature trail there. It's very scenic. Bring a camera. You want to take great photos.
Right.
You know, you're right on the bay there. You're right on the water. The path is all laid out for you.
Right.
And it's over a mile and a half, probably.
Yeah,
longer.
It's nice. I've done it, as I say. I walk it. And,
great for exercise. Great just to, you know,
actually, that path,
do
you wind up, Kevin, back where you started or no? You wind up...
You wind up at the park, or you, or it goes to the other end from the park.
Basically, you do have to.
Then you'll walk back to
back
get your
to get
car.
To
okay,
your
that's
car.
What I was curious.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So you don't have to go the whole way. You can go part way and turn around.
Okay. Okay.
You know, if you felt like you went 15 minutes and you want to only have a half an hour walk.
Also, going back to what I was just saying, the park visioning, I think, is going to be quite a while.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
it's a major project.
Yeah, because that's going to be I think it's 200 acres on the other side.
Correct.
Of the park. And you know, I think there's going to be, it could be stellar when it's finally done.
Oh, yes.
Because they are trying to listen to everybody, whether there's, you know, rinks brought in for, I mean, I have no idea. It's anybody's game, I think, at this point.
Right now, yeah, it's visioning. We're definitely taking ideas from everyone. We want to make it so the entire community has input.
Right.
Who gets, like, I did send an email to beachplan@northhempstead.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get those, or who gets those?
I think the commissioner probably gets to see them, and probably Public Works as well.
Right. Okay.
But they do have a definite area where all that information is going and being reviewed.
One of my recommendations is to paint a palm tree on the smokestack on the other side.
Hey,
okay, I think
know.
It's time for a break. It might be a little early, but we'll take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.